Calling this meeting to order, the May 11th, 2023 meeting of the Special Magistrate for Code Enforcement for the City of Edgewater. I've reviewed the minutes from the previous meeting on April 13th, 2023, and they are approved. If this is your first time here, to give you an idea of what this is, my name is Jacob Schumer. I'm an attorney. I'm not a judge, and I don't work for the City of Edgewater, or I'm not an attorney for the City of Edgewater. But what the City of Edgewater has done is hire me to come in and kind of sit like a judge, but not a judge, to determine whether or not you have violated their code. Because you're here because they allege that you violated their code in some way. I am not a judge, again, and this is not a court of law, so I'm not going to be holding you to formal rules of evidence or formal procedures or anything like that. I may ask that you keep things civil and keep things relevant to whatever we're talking about, and I might steer you in that direction. But in general, you'll be able to get to tell your side, and I'll make sure that due process is afforded. At this time, if you are planning to speak or testify on a case today, if you could please stand if you're able and raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. Ex parte communications, I've had none. I will, given that there's only one person, I believe, only one case here present, I'll move to item part seven, items M and N. 3124 and 3128 India Palm Drive. Is that a... Sir, if you could please come to the podium and state your name. Professional property manager. Who is Patrick Rosenkar? Okay, he's the owner. You're here on his behalf? Okay. And that is for both properties, 3124 and 3128 India Palm. And both of these cases, the allegation is that the properties were overgrown with grass and weeds. Is that correct, City?
Correct.
We can treat these separately or we can treat these together?
We can do them together.
Treat them together? Okay. Yeah. Do you admit or deny both violations?
No, I don't deny it. It was overgrown. We just weren't aware of it.
Okay. I think I overheard
the
conversation.
We did this before. I came in. He lived in Japan at the time. And by the time he got the mail in Japan, it was after the hearing. So he's moved to Southern California, and they mailed it to Southern California this time, but he was only there temporarily. He moved to San Francisco. The guy's 70-some years old. So he just called me a couple days ago and said, hey, I got a violation down here. The yard needs to be taken care of. So I've made some phone calls, and we'll get it taken care of this weekend. But he only just called me, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, that he told me about it.
Okay. So I'll tell you that, you know, at this hearing, I decide whether or not you – violated. I figure out whether or not the property had violated, and the punishment, the potential punishment, is fines for every day that it stays out of compliance once I've ordered compliance. But it sounds like you're going to bring everything into compliance.
Yeah, we're going to bring it to compliance, and I've given my phone number too. I'm sorry, I don't know his name, but I've given him my number and my email and my address, and he can contact me if it gets overgrown again.
So you may want to contact the owner and tell them that the contact information that code enforcement is supposed to rely on comes from the property appraiser's office.
He's aware of that.
He's aware of that?
That's why it went to Southern. When he left Japan, he changed it to the Southern California address that he was at for about a month.
And then he just didn't.
And now he's going to change it to San Francisco. He only just went to San Francisco Monday or Tuesday of the week prior. So he was in the middle of retiring. He's been in Japan as a professor. So he's retired. Obviously, he'd like to see you waive this $150 fine. The first time we came and we paid the $150 on both properties without any doubt. We knew that they were overgrown and we took care of it ahead of time. We've had a guy that's come down and mowed it a few times, but he doesn't work in Edgewater, so he stopped coming down.
Okay. City, do you have a position on the citation fine?
I think the first time it was only $75, if I recall correctly, and this is now a repeat violation for both lots.
I see.
So it went to $150 per violation. And technically, it's not our responsibility as code to to inform people, okay, it's time to mow your lawn. They should have somebody in place to let them know that, hey, you know, a month, 2 months down the road, we need to get a schedule set up so that somebody will mow this so we don't keep running into this problem in the future.
Okay. So because it's a repeat violation, they theoretically could have charged him day for day the moment they saw the violation. Mm-hmm. And they didn't ask for that in their report, at least. I'll tell you my thought right now is I'm going to uphold the existing citation. The existing citation fine, given that it is a repeat violation for both properties, and then give you 15 days, or 10 days, to bring it into compliance, which it sounds like it'll be in compliance well before then. But I'm not going to charge the day-for-day fine that the city, in their report at least, asked for day-for-day fines beginning today. But I'll give you a few days to comply.
Okay, we'll get it handled.
Okay, so by May 21st. Bring it into compliance.
No, he's done. He's retired now. He left Japan after being there for 30 years, went to Southern California for a month while he waited for his condo in San Francisco to finish. But he'll change the address to San Francisco. But it's still, obviously, by the time you send a fine, it's a fine.
Yeah, it's already a fine.
It's not a notice that you're
going to. Well, now because it's a repeat. Yeah. It could be a fine.
It's going to be a fine, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Every time he sees
every
it,
time.
It's
if
be
it
a fine.
Happens within the next 5 years, it'll be a fine every time.
Yeah, he'll have it in the next 6 months. He'll start building on it. He's going to build a duplex there. So,
okay.
Yeah, he bought it with the idea to retire and build something. So.
And of course, he could name you as the mailing address.
Yeah, he should absolutely. But it's still not going to matter because it'll be a fine. He's not going to send me a notice that says the lawn needs to be mowed. He's going to send me a fine.
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't do us any good.
Well, it'll help you avoid a daily fine.
Unless somebody wants to drive
or
by
somebody,
every month.
That's what I'm going to have to do is pay somebody to drive down here every time because it's too hard for you to actually call me. Like, I'm hard to reach.
It's not our responsibility.
I understand. It's your responsibility that you put an orange ticket out there and then you write a fine. I get it. You're trying to make money for the city. That's what the job is. No problem. We'll take care of the lawn. We'll get it done right away. And it won't be long again.
Okay.
It'll never happen again.
So that's upholding the violation, upholding the citation fine, giving them 10 days to bring in compliance, and then $200 day for day fine. If it's not brought into compliance by within 10 days, which is what the staff requests. Okay?
Okay. We'll get it done. Thanks.
Thank you. Anybody else here for a case? The remainder of the agenda, we have two properties that are in compliance, it looks like. Is that correct? And then... the remaining properties, everything from part 7, other than M and O, M and N, are failed to appear. I'll find that they waived their right to contest the hearing and issue the staff recommended sanctions. Anything else? We are adjourned.